We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 3426, and it's the 20th year of the Persian king Artaxerxes. We had said that the kings of Persia, Mede, had multiple names. Just like today, you could have president, king, excellency, pharaoh. So in those days, you had the name Artaxerxes, Dariavish. I think in archaeology they call it Artaxerxes or Artaxerxes, Dariavish, Ahasuerus, Koresh. These were all names that repeated themselves, and they were given to multiple kings. So Artaxerxes was king for 20 years, and they built the walls of Jerusalem. We described last time how Nehemiah himself broke down the wall so the people would feel vulnerable and recognize the need to rebuild the wall. So it's been 18 years since the Jews started rebuilding the second Beit HaMikdash. And now they're finally building the walls, the fortification. We move forward 12 years, and there's a man named Eliashiv, and he wants to push up, he wants to promote politically a man named Tuvia. So this man named Tuvia was a threat to the Beit HaMikdash. He was actually from our enemies. And Nehemiah swoops down, and after they've built this special lishka, what did you call that in English? Office or residence of. So Nehemiah comes in and just takes everything that belongs to Tuvia and takes it out of Jerusalem. Zhup, out. And this is actually recorded in the book of Nehemiah. So this is 32 years into the reign of Artaxerxes. We move forward 4 years later. And we have Alexander of Macedon. He's taken control of Greece, and we had discussed earlier that there was an earlier Alexander of Macedon, almost 20 years earlier, 19 years. So Alexander of Macedon is going to move to conquer much of the world. And the Gemara says that the first 6 years of his reign, he didn't conquer much territory. He was fortifying from within, strengthening his hold, strengthening his army, and he's preparing himself to go out. And so the Gemara says that when we count in our legal documents, we say this number of years into the Greek Empire, we don't count the first 6 years of his reign. And he moves forward and conquers the capital of the Persian Empire, a city called Elam, meaning Ahasuerus, in order to solidify his hold on power, had moved the capital from Elam to Shushan. Our tradition is that he thought he was doing it in order to solidify his hold on power, but really he was doing it because Hashem wanted Mordechai up in the White House. Hashem wanted Mordechai involved in politics. So Hashem gave him this idea, let me move my capital to the hometown where Mordechai lived, Shushan. But the capital of Persia was always the city of Elam. Elam, yeah. Now, Alexander makes his move and he captures the capital of Persia. He captures Elam. And he captures kings. And with the ascent of Alexander, we have the conclusion of the Persian Mede Empire. And now the sun is setting on the Persian Mede Empire. So even though it's going to take another 6 years before Alexander actually conquers the Persian king Darius, Dariavish, but Alexander has already conquered the capital. He's making headway. the Persian Empire will last, according to our tradition, a total of 52 years. This is one of the thorniest issues in Jewish history, because the general history books give the Persian Mede Empire at least a century and a half, if not more. And some will give them 2.5 centuries. And here the question arises as to why there's such a conflict between our tradition and what they're saying. So they're basing a lot of what they're saying on the Persian history books. Our tradition is that when the Persian history books speak about different kings, they're talking about the same king. And so there's, if you see what's recorded in the Persian books, here they're talking about Artaxasta, here they're talking about Daryavish, here they're talking about Koresh, and we say, yeah, they were all the same. So they give different years. There's a whole book written on this subject, The Missing 256 Years, which I bought and have not yet read. I'm looking forward to reading it one of these days. I bought it about a year ago. I've lent it to people. I haven't yet read it. If anyone wants to borrow it, let me know. I don't think we have it here in the library. The Missing 256 Years of the Jewish Calendar. If you want to, sir, remind me on Thursday to bring it. So, at this point, again, our tradition is that you still have Jews who were exiled from the first Beit HaMikdash. That's what it says in the book of Ezra, that when they built the second temple, you had Jews there who still remembered the first temple. What the Persian history books say is that this couldn't have happened, that there were 200 years in between the destruction and the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash. So again, this is a major issue in Jewish history, in general history. What's really going on here? Did the rabbis word it this way? Did they mean it literally? Was there a mistake in the records? Meaning there's a place in the Jerusalem Talmud that it says that what's recorded in the book of Jeremiah was a mistake. The Jerusalem Talmud says there's a date for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And the Jerusalem Talmud says, yeah, that was the date the common folk thought it was. Jeremiah didn't want to argue with them, so he just wrote it the way everyone believed it was. But really, that's a mistake. That's the Jerusalem Talmud says that. And so that's the question here is what's really going on. Again, you could research it, you could read the book. And we'll pick up here, Bizant Jim, next time.